The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Whether in a bar or on the battlefield, it's easier to fight knowing friends have your back. And the same thing is true in the ant world. New research has showed that ants fighting for a piece of tuna soaked in pineapple juice, which is a precious commodity for the invertebrates, acted more aggressively if they felt they were part of a community. While all the fights were evenly matched, say 5-on-5 or 1-on-1, ants from sparsely populated settings were more hesitant to scrap. Because ants are most successful when they gang up on opponents, scientists think those that know they have allies are more willing to get involved. The assertive behavior of ants used to being in large groups could also serve as a bluff, a way for this species, which is not particularly adept at fighting alone, to indicate there are more of them around. And the bluff appears to work. When the ants acted belligerently, even in one-on-one situations, their opponents often ran away rather than sticking around for a fight they'd be favored to win. Now, in both groups, the ants died at the same rate. But the aggressive ones were more likely to kill their opponents, so the behavior served the larger community by keeping the enemies away from limited resources.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.